Good afternoon, Melbourne Bird Vet. This is Maddie. How can I help you?
Yeah, g'day, Maddie. I've got a quick question. I just took my bird into you guys a couple of days ago. I've got some medication that I've been giving him.
Yep.
So the instructions I was given, I told, was to give it to him twice a day. On the bottle it says once in the morning, once in the evening.
Yep.
So I've already given him one today. The only thing is I get up for work at like 4 a.m.
Okay,
and I just feel like that's way too early to like wake him up and force some medication into him. So I gave it to him once I got home from work, which was today was probably about 2 o'clock.
Okay. Yep. So you're kind of wondering what kind of if we could move around the like the times a little bit.
Yeah. Or like how soon it's going to be? Is it going to be too soon if I give it to him before I go to bed? Or
yeah, I'll have a look. Just a moment. Yeah. Sorry, what's the bird's name?
Chewy.
Oh, yes, the one that was here yesterday.
Yeah, my little bugger.
Oh, let's see. All right. I might just check with the vet. So there's the antibiotic and the anti-inflammatory. There's two, isn't there?
Yeah, there's two, yeah.
Okay, I'll just have a check with the vet. Do you mind holding?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Hey, while you're waiting, jump online and check out our website. Just go to melbournebirdvet.com. See what we do, how we can help you and book your next appointment. melbournebirdvet.com.
Our clinic is one of only two bird-only veterinary clinics in Australia and is the only bird-only veterinary clinic in Victoria. We offer avian surgery, new bird examinations, sessions with our behaviourist and annual wellness checks. Your birds are always welcome for any reproductive issues, parasites, diseases or cancers. Ask us about making an appointment when we return to the phone.
You'll find us at 1 George Street in Scoresby. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 12 noon on Saturdays and 11 to 12 noon on Sundays. And you're always welcome at Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic.
At Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic, we believe in investing where it counts. From our state-of-the-art surgery to upskilling our dedicated team. With decades of specialised experience, your bird will be in good hands with the highly qualified, caring and compassionate avian veterinarians at Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic.
Sorry, are you still there?
Yes, still there.
So, speaking with the vet, so she says it's best to keep it to about 12 hours apart. So it is a bit of a tricky. So is he fast asleep when you leave at 4? Is he?
I mean, I could probably wake him up. I just didn't this morning because I thought it would be too early.
Yeah. So it is a bit. Yeah, it's a bit. Just so it lasts the longest, they do. Yeah. Want to do like 12 hours. So she says like when you get home at the 2 p.m. or whenever it is, and then before you leave would probably be best. If he does struggle taking the medication that early when he's not properly awake, you can let us know and we can maybe see what we can do, but hopefully he kind of just puts up with it for you.
So I'll give it a try in the morning. I'll just get up a little bit earlier. Like, he seems to be not too bad at taking it. I'm actually quite surprised how much I've been able to handle him.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, he's also just, well, I've got you here too, like, he was picking at the bandage, like I knew he would. He's living up to his namesake. So, I put the little...
distractor thing.
Cone,
yep.
Yeah, or the cone thing around him.
Oh, okay, yep.
So he was very uncoordinated. He couldn't walk properly. I felt so horrible watching him, you know.
Yeah, it's not fun,
He can't climb off his cage properly.
Oh, okay.
So he actually slept on the floor of the cage last night.
Poor
I moved like a stick and everything down, so he couldn't really perch on it. But I got home today and he's perched on it now, so he's learnt to climb a bit better.
Yeah, they do tend to put up quite a bit of a fuss. Most birds do, because it is pretty uncomfortable to have that thing around your neck.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's a bit more used to it now. And yeah, see how you go in the morning. If you find that he's fretting too much or he gets too stressed, like you waking him up, definitely let us know. But yeah, if you can try and do the 12-ish hours, that would be best.
Okay. So in case of today, because I gave it to him at 2 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
The last time he had it was last night, maybe like 6 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah.
He did get his two yesterday because I think you guys gave him one in the morning.
So,
what should I do today then? Because, yeah, the 2 p.m. goes to...
You probably just leave it then until you leave in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just didn't want to... I was worried that, like, you could overdose him if you do it too close together or something like that.
As long as it's 12, so you did it at 2, so the next time would be... Did you say about 4, was it, or...?
Tomorrow morning, yeah. If I got up earlier, it'd probably be about, 4 p.m.
Yeah, so even if you do it at 4 p.m. or 4 a.m.?
4 a.m., sorry,
So if you do it at the 4 a.m. tomorrow, and then you can probably do the afternoon dose at the 4 p.m., so if you want to keep it around the exact 12 hours, but anything around there is fine.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I feel bad kind of forcing it into that early.
Yeah, it's not fun. I don't like doing my birds either.
Yeah, I just don't, like, he's just sort of sitting on the perch looking at me, man. They look right into your soul, hey?
Yes, they do. They do make you feel bad. But, I wish you could kind of tell them that you're just trying to help.
Yeah, that's it. Also, it was a bit of a struggle because he was obviously throwing himself around and his nails, they were getting caught in his both his bandage and his neck thing.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing him back to you guys on Friday after work to get the bandage replaced, and I think they said they were going to trim the nails as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, and we can even alter it a little bit if he seems to be struggling with getting it caught and stuff as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't seem as bad now, but he was just so tangled up and everything, and so I had to, lightly try and unclip his toenails, and I trimmed one, but I just was like, no, I'll leave it to you guys because I don't want to accidentally hurt him.
Yeah, see how you go, we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, no worries. Oh, thanks for the info anyway. I appreciate
That's right. Bye.